This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More than half of all the college students in this country do an internship or some kind of workplace co-op before they graduate. Experiences that come in a range of economic varieties, paid or unpaid, for college credit perhaps, or maybe with a stipend. And what said interns do runs the gamut as well, depending on where they wind up working. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Richard Van Vliet is working the soil in the garden of the Oregon Food Bank on the outskirts of Portland.
We've done a little bit of planting, so we've got everything from tomatoes to potatoes to strawberries.
The food bank isn't paying Van Vliet for his summer internship, though his school, Duke University, provides a $1,000 stipend.
I decided to do this because I wanted some work experience, and I think it's great that Duke gave me an opportunity to do this for free, basically, you know, to pay for me to be able to come out here.
According to the National Association of Colleges and Employers, 42% of interns this summer will be unpaid. To see how this system started, we have to go back in time, way back to the Middle Ages. Cue Gregorian chant. When teenagers would be apprenticed to guildmasters, say a weaver or a blacksmith. Cue historical reenactment. Syracuse University historian Andrew Cohen.
Families couldn't necessarily afford to feed all of the household, and so this was partly a way of getting rid of children who had gotten too old to not work.
The apprentice would be provided room and board.
They would sign what were called terms of indenture, in which the child owed labor to the master, and in return was taught the mysteries of the trade. Try and escape, they can have you carted back by the constable.
So it often wasn't pretty, but it did set these young people up to earn a lot more than the peasants. In the industrial era, union apprenticeship does much the same for young carpenters and machinists. Cue vocational training film.
Many apprentices in big manufacturing plants attend classes in mathematics, machine design, and science.
In the early 20th century, interns pop up in medicine. They're doctors in training, learning from experienced hands on hospital wards. Today's internships are a boon for the employers, says Peter Capelli at the Wharton School.
They want to hire people who've already got work experience. How do you get it when nobody wants to hire anybody and give them work experience? You do it for free.
Or you don't because you can't afford to. Carlos Vera from the advocacy group Pay Our Interns says many low and middle income students have to earn and save for tuition in the summer. So they miss out on the networking and job opportunities that wealthier students can get from unpaid internships, which proliferate in nonprofits, government, and even for-profit fields like PR and fashion.
People say interns are not here to get paid. They're here to gain experience. And that's nice, but experience doesn't pay the bills. And that's a big inequity issue.
Vera says under federal labor laws, interns should be learning, not just filing and fetching. He says many get college credit, but that's not such a great deal.
Not only is internship not paid, they have to pay for the college credit to then intern for free.
The National Association of Colleges and Employers finds that paid interns are more likely than unpaid ones to land full-time jobs afterward, and they earn higher starting salaries, on average $10,000 higher. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.